We're here at the Raven Innovation Summit and speaking with Paul Welbig, who is Director of Marketing for Raven, and the technology side of this company, which we're finding a whole lot more about. Now, Paul, first of all, here at the Innovation Summit, why don't you tell us what's new here?
Well, what's new is there's a lot of things that are new at Raven, and some of the things that we've been demonstrating with our partners and guests that are here this week revolve a lot around just all the various connected platform technologies that we're offering, like Slingshot. We've had several improvements. We've had several API partners that have attended and demonstrating their implementations on our platform to provide their customers better solutions. And then we've come out with some new technologies related to AutoSteer. SmartTrack 6 was a new, several updates to it to help steer tractors more accurately and more precisely and gain better performance and efficiencies. We released 50 new kits that represent over 315 tractor models within 12 months. So from last year to this year, we made significant improvements and expanded the line extensively, and we have plans to even enhance that even further. So a lot of excitement around AutoSteer technology. And then we also came out with several improvements that expand capabilities on our current platform. So, for instance, direct injection systems that is becoming, we're getting a lot more interest in the market for that. And so we came out with a new IsoBus compatible version, which helps it be compatible with more displays in the industry, and then other enhancements to technologies in general.
One thing that was mentioned also is you've got a new product app that's coming out. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. You know, in the age of mobile devices and in iPads and tablets, people want more information and try to find better uses for the technology. So we developed an app for both iPad and Android that is basically a mobile product guide of Raven technology. It's very interactive. It really describes Raven's product line very, very well. And it's interactive with the user, so they can do a 360 view of the product. They can gain more information. They can type right in. If they want to get more information from Raven, they can do that right from the app itself. And it really makes it for a nice means to gain access to the information itself, but then also to provide it as a sales tool for a lot of the reps that are out in the field and using them at trade shows and things like that. So we're really excited about it.
Well, you had little column monitors set up in some of the stations here. So is the app similar to what we saw on those monitors that you were able to just touch screen it?
Yeah, absolutely. That was it. Definitely the capability. So, at the trade shows that you'll see at Raven, now we will have those stands. So it makes it a very dynamic and easy to use means to gain more information. And then, you know, as you carry it with you, you'll have it with you.
That's great. Well, we'll definitely have to download it. And Raven has been a sponsor of our AgWired app now for 2 years, and we're really excited about that. And it really fits. It's a good fit for your company and for us to have that technology to outreach to farmers that way. Now, talking about this event specifically, the Raven Innovation Summit, you had several members of the press here. Is this new?
The reason why we did that was we have a big story to tell. We have a lot going on, as you have witnessed. And we sat back and decided, let's broaden the audience. Let's invite them in and help you understand the ag media to understand the benefits of what Raven can offer, and then to help communicate that message back out to the growers and to the operators and everyone that in the agribusiness community that helps try to feed the world and achieve those goals.
Yeah, well, it was great, and you do have a fascinating story, really, to tell. Now, the other thing I wanted to ask you is, what's in the pipeline? What do we have coming down the pike that will be new?
Well, we have several things. We have a very extensive research and development, investments that are going on all the time. You got to rub shoulders and elbows with a lot of our engineering staff, and so we got some real exciting things in the pipeline that very soon in years to come, coming from Raven. A lot of the focus right now is on the connectedness and the kind of the business platforms and trying to tie all these, you know, the hardware solutions, the software solutions, the connectivity platforms, the information, and building upon that for the future. So, you know, a lot of different things in that arena, and we're just going to continue to expand on that. And then there's also many things mechanically that we're doing too to make the applications more precise, the seating placement more precise. There are lots of improvements on the equipment themselves to just do a better job of, you know, planting the crop and spraying the crop and fertilizing the crops, as well as harvesting the crop. So just continual enhancements along that. You're just going to continuously see a cadence of new products and solutions coming from Raven for that.
Well, now, there's a lot of representation from different countries here. As far as expansion there, do you have plans to expand into other countries?
Yeah, we do. And, you know, we're in very significant agricultural regions now, but there are more. You know, Asia is a very big opportunity we see, and depending on what part you're in, it's dependent on where they are on that adoption curve. Mm-hmm. And so we have our sights set on some of those regions, but there's great expansion in the regions we're in as well, great opportunities in those regions and adjacent countries as well. So East Europe, West Europe, Africa, South America, Australia, you know, they're our fastest growing segments. Because they're accepting this technology very, very quickly, and there's huge opportunities to farm that land more productively. And so at the same time, we're trying to expand in new markets. We're also trying to expand the markets that we're in.
And all of this comes down to really helping farmers feed the world.
That's right. And that happens all around the world. And, you know, I've had the opportunity and the privilege of being in some of those countries and seeing how those farming practices are much different than they are here in the States. And, you know, it is very, you know, that's a common thread for all of us. It's really kind of neat that we have something common that we can all rally around, and everybody's learning from each other and really leveraging that. And, you know, really for a good purpose. And the technology side is exciting, but also just some of the fundamentals are also exciting to see as well.
Overall, how did you feel about how this year's Innovation Summit came out?
It's just been great. You know, we've had a great, you know, couple of years in agriculture, and you can just feel the excitement when everybody gets back together. We made it in a bigger event this year than we have in the past. And, you know, I'm just really tickled with the response, and we're getting a lot of positive feedback, and we'd love to propel that enthusiasm back out into the market and hopefully just continue to accelerate what we're trying to do.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Paul, here at the Raven Innovation Summit. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.